Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
All right, this is Chris live with the Chris Clems Cavs cast from a hotel room in Dallas, Texas. You know, I didn't get another podcast out this week and I felt bad about this, so I figured I would record a real quick one right now. The Cavs are currently at halftime against the Atlanta Hawks, where they're whooping that ass as expected because the Hawks really aren't that talented and played over their head last season. I'd like to introduce, before I go any further, my guests on this episode, one of whom is running the sink while I'm recording, while I easily could have just paused it so he could do that, but instead it picked up in the background. So that's fine.
It's ambient.
His name is Matthew Kane. He's a karate master and the leader of Kane Action Team.
Thank you, brother. I just got a great pump on with my front biceps. How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing very good. We had been weightlifting in the hotel room together and I know undershirts to get the sweat going and to feel good about the pump. Also with me is another guy. He's a comic. He's a good friend of mine. He's not to be confused with the British man named Steve Guy. His name is Stev Guy.
Hello. That's all I have right now.
Listeners, if you've been following my podcast career for the last half decade, you have heard Steve Guy many times on the Pretty Swell Guys. And if you haven't, well, they're still available on Stitcher. Search for Pretty Swell Guys and Steve Guy, and he will come up. And you can hear all about his engagement that he called off.
That's true. It did happen. But, you know, everything worked out for the best. She's since gotten married, has two children, and I am sleeping with the world, so it's going great.
And me.
Yes, he's been sleeping with Matt at least last night and probably again tonight because he likes getting cozy with Stev in the hotel bedroom. All right, on to the subject at hand, the Cavs. Jalen Rose is currently talking about how he thinks the Bulls are the team to beat, even though they're the ninth seed in the East. And Chauncey Billups is asking him how he still has a job after Bill Simmons got fired from ESPN, and he has no response. Anyways, the Cavs last night, they came back against the Brooklyn Nets after losing last week, and they just destroyed them. It was a spanking. And after the first quarter when the Cavs were tied, this game has pretty much been the same way. Do you guys think the Cavs have turned the corner on the season, and do you think they're getting ready for the playoffs and are back to where they were last season? Or do you think this is just a matter of the fact that they're actually trying for a little bit, and once they win these games and play another bad team, they'll lose again?
The one thing that I've noticed is that they always seem to struggle in the back-to-back games. But, I mean, not
tonight is a back-to-back, tonight, though, and they're playing great.
It's surprising. That's what's most surprising about this. So maybe they have turned the corner. But otherwise, they've played decent basketball. It's just the back-to-back games. It's like every time they go back-to-back against a team that's crappy, they're like, we'll take this one off.
Well, I mean, one of the things that a major criticism that's leveled against the Cavs this season is that they're front runners, and that when things get bad or they play a bad team, they do not care and they do not try. Is there anything that you guys would say to disagree with that, or do you think that's on the money?
I think it's fairly accurate. It's like they can just, they think, we can walk through this one. And, you know, you only play so many teams so many times. So I think they feel like maybe they can just walk through that, get the win. Or if not, it's like, we're in the playoffs. It's kind of okay at this point. They're bored.
They have the number one seed, and it's pretty much locked up. The Raptors are three games back, but I really don't see them overcoming that because I think they're the most overrated team in the NBA. Matt, you host a podcast called Flicks That Kick that's available on iTunes. If you could compare the Cavs to any of the classic 80s action stars, who would it be and why?
Ooh, great question.
Do you want me to go back to you? You think of
give
an
me,
answer?
Give me a second to think about that.
Okay, if I could, I would say that the Cavs are probably Sylvester Stallone in terms of they have the talent to be number one, but their inability to try hard, a.k.a. pick good scripts, means that they somehow end up working with Canon Films and putting out things that, while I love, like Cobra and Over the Top, aren't good enough to get the number one title over the Golden State Warriors, a.k.a. Arnold Schwarzenegger, who, while not as talented, play to their strengths much better and don't ever end up making a movie like Stop or My Mom Will Shoot, and or the entire oeuvre from 1998 to 2007 of Stallone movies such as Now You See Me. Wait, is that what it's called? Detox? What is it called? Now You See Me? There's like four movies. They're on Netflix still, or they were at one point. They're horrible. The only one that was actually notable release was Drive. Is that the title of the one where he plays the Formula One
racer?
Yes,
Drive.
And that's not even that good. So have you thought of a response?
The Cavs, because it's very present in my mind, the Cavs remind me of Arnold Schwarzenegger in Predator. And here's how. They're kind of cruising through the regular season, just like Arnold was kind of cruising through
the rescue mission.
The rescue mission, until all of his men were killed. And then he goes face to face with the Predator, which would be what? Golden State Warriors, right?
Now, I know you're in the middle of your point, but I want to stop you and say that sounds a lot more like last year's Cavs season in terms of all those guys getting killed. Jesse Ventura and Bill Duke getting killed, I guess, were like...
I ain't got time to bleed!
Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love getting killed.
I still
injured. They didn't die. They're still alive.
I still think it's a good comparison because I still think we haven't seen the best of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Once the playoffs come around, they're going to destroy. They're going to douse themselves in mud. They're going to set up traps, and they're going to smash the Predators. They're going to kill and slaughter until they get to the Golden State Warriors, where they'll meet them face-to-face and say, they'll look Steph Curry right in the face and say, "You're one ugly motherfucker."
I can't wait for them to... I would say that to Steph
Actually,
Curry.
Actually, I would say that to Draymond Green.
Oh, yeah,
Steph Curry,
yeah, yeah. He already looks like the guy Arnold fought in Conan the Destroyer inside the mirrored room. "You're an ugly motherfucker." But he could say to Steph Curry, "Your wife looks like your mother, you sick fuck." Okay, I'm swearing a lot in this episode.
That's okay. It's allowed, right?
It might be the Texas whiskey.
The Texas whiskey. I'm currently drinking a mix of Texas whiskey and Royal Jamaican ginger beer. And
don't forget Pinnacle Cake, birthday cake vodka.
Pinnacle birthday cake vodka, Tahitian treat, and also provided by Akron legend Mad Marf Connor. Some Bush lights that I got from his party last year. They made me take home that I refused to drink until I was on a road trip and desperate. Now that I have two guests on, it's been a while since I have this many people on one show. I want to ask you guys while we're here, till we get to about the 10-minute mark, since this episode won't have an intro or an outro because I'm recording it live and uploading it live, and hopefully this works. And if this does work well, I will never miss an episode again. If it doesn't work well, there shouldn't be any gaps. I'm going to record some more stories with Mike Polk, and I'm going to try to get some stuff in advance to stop that. But while I'm here with two of you guys who are both diehard Cavs fans, as am I, what do you think the Cavs are going to end up? And I want you to be totally honest with this. Where do you think this season's headed? And if it's a loss in the finals, I'm fine with you saying that. But if you say losing to the Raptors in the Eastern Conference Finals, I will punch you in the face.
You go.
Matt wanted it. He's ready.
Give me it, brother. Hand me the stick. No.
Speaking right now with Matt Cain, the host of Flicks That Kick, coming back soon to iTunes.
Coming back next month. So check us out at Flicks That Kick on Instagram, Twitter, Flicks That Kick on iTunes. Check us out.
And you can hear me on a former episode talking about the movies Lock Up, Pantyhose Hero, and what do we do with
that? And Ip Man.
Ip Man, anyway. Which is good. That's legitimately great.
What was the question?
Where do you think the Cavs will end up at the end of the season?
So, let's rewind. First, this story starts a year ago, or well, maybe a little bit under a year ago, maybe 10 months ago in June of 2015. I texted you, Chris, you're the wonderful host of the C4 podcast, and I said, "This hurts. This sucks." Right after the Cavaliers lost in Game 6, right? Game 6?
Yes.
Of the NBA Finals. And then just before the season started, I said, I sent Chris a text. I said, "I'm feeling it. This is our year." And through the ups and downs, through the storms of the season, when you have LeBron doing some questionable things as a leader, firing of your head coach, a myriad of other drama that has been going on, I have not wavered in my belief that the Cleveland Cavaliers will win the 2015-2016 NBA championship. I believe it's going to be a good redemption story. And just to compare it to my specialty action movies, I believe the Cleveland Cavaliers are like Jean-Claude Van Damme. Jean-Claude Van Damme had some early success with Bloodsport and Kickboxer. And then he got hooked on cocaine, and his career went... But he's rebounded and has had some pretty decent movies. Expendables 2.
He's great in Expendables 2 and JVCD.
JCVD. And it's a great redemption story. So I think that's what's going to happen with LeBron James. Him unfollowing the Cleveland Cavaliers on Twitter and Instagram. You know what? Hey, everybody makes mistakes. So did Jean-Claude Van Damme. He got hooked on cocaine. He was spending $10,000 a week on cocaine. But you know what? He turned it around and he's back on top, baby. Just like LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers, who will be your 2015-2016 NBA champions.
Don't yell in the microphone, but I agree. That's very dramatic.
I'm getting jacked up.
That's very dramatic, and I agree. This is going to be like Electric Boogaloo too. LeBron James is back, just like Jean-Claude Van Damme, and he's going to beat Steven Seagal's ass at Sylvester Stallone's house party. Can't you wait 2 minutes for that?
I was going to go pee.
Wait.
Did you pause it? I won't flush. I want to hit the water.
It's okay.
You can. Here, I'll do this.
You can.
Paul Gibson. All right, Steve, what do you think?
Well, you know something, dude. Let me tell you something, brother.
Uh-oh, is this Terry H.H.?
We're here right now in Dallas, Texas, home of WrestleMania 32, dude. And let me tell you, the Cleveland Cavaliers, they remind me a lot of myself, brother.
They say the N-word a lot?
Maybe. I just messed They probably do. Sorry. They probably do, dude.
They do.
Yeah.
You've heard
you
Enoch
get a real black guys that do it all the time, and he's one of them's a rapper. But let me tell you something, brother. So what's going to happen? The Cleveland Cavaliers are like Hulk Hogan, dude, in WrestleMania when he goes to take on Andre the Giant in front of 93,000 at the Pontiac Silverdome, brother. And Andre the Giant is the Golden State Warriors. Unbelievable. Nobody in the world's going to be able to take him down, dude. But the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to do the impossible, and they're going to body slam the Golden State Warriors and Steph Curry in the middle of the ring. And what you going to do, brother, when LeBron James and Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love and company go wild on you?
Thank you, Hulkster, baby. You said it best. You are so good. You're number one. You're the best.
But you know, Hogan, shooting-wise, I beat the fuck out of you.
Hulk Hogan said the N-word. I did nothing and people didn't like me. Hulk Hogan says the N-word and shows his 5-inch penis and he gets $115 million.
Well, yeah, Jess, here we are, the NBA Finals. This is what it's all about.
That's all I got.
You know Mean Gene. The Cavs are a goddamn sexual tyrannosaurus.
Well, now we've heard from Hot Rod Roddy Piper, the immortal Hulk Hogan, and a shimmy and slew of others. And now we'll take it back to Chris Clem here and his podcast.
I think the Cavs, I don't want to say this. I'm going to go against what I think. I honestly think the way they're playing dysfunctional, they're going to lose in the finals. But I'm going to get a lot of emails bitching at me and saying that I suck. And honestly, you know what? It's not even April. Is it April 1st?
It is today.
Today's April 1st.
Just kidding.
Exactly. April Fools, the Cavs are going to the finals. Woo! And they're going to win, Woo! Brother. And they're going to take it back Woo! To Cleveland. They're going to take it back to Gaga County. They're going to take it back to Ohio. Woo! And they're going to say, this is the first championship since 1964. And what you going to do, brother, when LeBron James and the Cavs unfollow you on Twitter and Instagram? I mean, when they win the NBA Finals, because Steph Curry... You know something? You are good. You are the best. But still, your wife looks like your mother, you sick Oedipus complex motherfucker.
His mom's pretty hot, though.
His mom's hot, but I don't care how hot his mom is. His wife looks just like her, which means he's got to actively try to not think about his mom when he has sex with the mother of his children. That's creepy. Steph Curry, you are creepy.
Do you think that Del Curry thinks about his daughter-in-law when he's having sex with his wife?
He probably does, because she's a younger version. Like. Exactly, but that's not creepy. I mean, it is creepy, but it's not like he's related to her. She gave birth to him. He's like, Man, Steph's wife looks just like my wife, but back when she was hotter and younger. Yeah!
You know who's going to go off in the playoffs?
Who?
Timothy Mozgov.
I was going to say J.R. Smith.
Huh.
Mozgov?
Mozzie's just going to surprise everybody. He's going to... They're gonna have moments where all of a sudden they're like, oh, we need something. And he's just going to provide whatever that is that they need.
Mozgov and J.R. Smith are the best combination of a heel and a Russian since the Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkov.
Agreed.
Or Colossus. My sister, Ilyana. I miss her. We need to bring her back so she can watch me play for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
You know, I'm at 15 minutes and I might have lost all my listeners already. Today they announced the cast of the New Mutants movie coming from Fox, who, while I love Deadpool and it's probably my favorite movie I've seen so far this year, and I thought it was very close to the comic, I have not enjoyed the last couple X-Men movies because I'm kind of sick of the way Bryan Singer sets up the world. When we have a world where Iron Man can look just like the comic and so can Thor, there's really no excuse for the X-Men to be wearing black leather. But now I'm totally off point, but what I was trying to say is they announced the first three cast members and they are, drum roll please, I don't know the people playing them, but it's going to be the original New Mutants. It's going to be Wolfsbane, Magic, a.k.a. Ilana Rasputin, who you were just talking
my
about.
My sister, Ilana!
Cannonball, Karma, and Magic. That's going to be the cast of New Mutants. And James McAvoy is coming on board. Oh, and Storm. The Storm that is going to be in X-Men Age, or X-Men Apocalypse is going to be in the New Mutants as well. Which is a change from the comics, but I can deal with those changes. The kind of changes I don't like are where Superman is so dumb he can't use his X-ray vision to follow Batman down. He actually follows him downstairs because he's apparently the stupidest person alive, which is entirely a spoiler for Batman vs. Superman. Superman, the movie is not that bad, and the visuals are great at times, but Superman is the dumbest person alive for anything in the movie to happen, and I'm just going to leave it like that. And for all you comic book fans, none of you are listening to this show, and everybody that likes the Cavs to stop listening, and that's fine. But I don't have another podcast right now, so I have to get it out. All you comic book fans who think this movie is too smart for people to get, go kill yourself. The movie is incredibly dumb, and just because they copied about 8 panels from The Dark Knight Returns does not make it more intelligent. Superman stands in a building that explodes right next to a bomb that he could have uncovered with his X-ray vision or sense of smell, and he tries to rescue nobody just because the plot requires it to happen, not because there's a good reason. And Lex Luthor shaves his head just so he's bald. Not for any other reason. There's nothing creative in the movie to make him bald. He shaves... Yeah. Who goes to shave their head when they go to prison? Is O.J. Simpson bald? He's not. He's in prison right now. There's lots of people in prison with hair. It'd be one thing if they gave him a buzz cut, but they cut his hair. He doesn't join the Marines. He goes to prison. That's what I'm saying. The movie is this close to being great, but instead of being great, it's just aggressively stupid, and that's why I didn't like it.
Not because it wasn't homoerotic enough?
It was incredibly homoerotic. There's a scene where Batman mounts Superman.
Oh, yeah.
And basically tenderly cuts his cheek just so he bleeds. It is the most homoerotic superhero movie of the last 30 years. Or no,
fuck
last
you.
20 years. Since Batman vs. Robin, there has not been a gayer superhero movie. So, yes, it's very homoerotic. That's not a reason to dislike
Piece
it.
Of shit.
So do you think Tyron Lue is going to
pronounced
the promised land?
It's pronounced Tyron Lue. Let's
You're
get that
right.
right.
It is.
Tyron Lue will be lucky to have a job next season. And I don't think it's because he couldn't potentially be a great coach. I honestly thought Blatt and Lue could both be great coaches in the NBA. But he's coaching LeBron James. And as we all know, that's very hard to do as a basketball player.
I have a very legitimate question.
Okay, hopefully I can answer.
Speaking of action movies... the next C4 podcast...
You're taking us back off topic.
But it's legitimate. It
okay,
still relates.
Okay, okay.
It still relates. Speaking of action movies, the next C4 podcast I'm on, can we blow up some C4?
Yes, a very small amount because I don't have a large property, but maybe we could go to my parents' house in Ohio.
Can we go to Jay Smoove's house and blow it up?
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, we could go to Jay Smoove's house. Now we'll table that conversation for later.
Do you have a budget for that?
He probably owns C4, to be honest. He has that kind of stuff. Anyways, that's my review of Batman vs. Superman. It's fine, and there's a lot of entertaining stuff, but there's also an hour where nothing happens, and Superman has to be the dumbest superhero to ever live for anything in the movie to happen.
You know what I get annoyed with the Caps? Is, like, they know that they're good, and they know that they're so good that they try to basically be the Harlem Globetrotters too much. Like, sometimes, maybe they get bored because their talent level... Are you going to be okay? Maybe because their talent level is so much better than everybody else's, and they know that, they get bored and they try to do like all this crazy stuff.
That's not,
and they always end up with turnovers.
That's an incredibly valid argument. There was a play earlier in the game where Kevin Love tried to pass behind the back from 2 feet away, and it went out of bounds because nobody's expecting that. They definitely try to clown their opponents when they actually try. There's two modes with the Cavs.
Just give them the Cavs, ball.
The Cavs where they're disinterested and not trying, and that's usually where they end up losing because then they start trying, but they realize it's too late. Or the Cavs, like tonight, has been a case of both teams where they were disinterested at first, and then they're like, all right, we got to play. So they get up by 22, and then they're like, all right, now we can dick around again, and they keep dicking around and lose the ball, and now the Hawks are back within five. Because the Cavs are probably the most... And I say this as a fan, but they're the biggest assholes in the NBA. As much as I hate Draymond Green and Steph Curry, at least they make sure that there's no argument about what's happening. The Cavs try to clown their opponents without even really breaking a sweat, which is what makes them assholes.
You know, the Cavs right now, they remind me of a cat that's playing with a dead mouse. Well, maybe not a dead mouse. They're a cat playing with a mouse, and they start batting it around, and eventually they let the mouse get away. But here's what's going to happen. As soon as the Cavs get to the playoffs, we're here in Dallas, WrestleMania. They're in the Eastern Conference. It's going to be three straight squash matches. I say three. Three straight. I didn't see you hit the button. It's like three straight squash matches that the Cavs will have in the Eastern Conference, until they get to the Golden State Warriors. Well, they'll give them a little bit of a fight, but ultimately, they'll get their finishing move, and they'll make the fucking Golden State Warriors tap out to the sharpshooter all night long, baby.
They're going to turn the Golden State Warriors into the Golden State Warriors. They're going to be so worried and nervous. And that was the stupidest pun ever.
Good pun.
Thank you. I'm glad you appreciate the pun, Chris Clem. I mean, as it stands right now,
Kevin Love, sarcastic.
I think the problem with Kevin Love is that his hair was entirely too long, and now since he's gotten it cut, he's performing a lot better. I'd like to see the statistics on that. It's like
25 and 12 since he's gotten it cut.
Yeah, he was just not, he wasn't aerodynamic enough to get down up and down the court, and it was just weighing him down.
But seriously, can we blow up some C4?
What's Avocado Ninja?
Oh, my God. All right. Well, this podcast is...
This is one for the record books, ladies and gentlemen.
If you're still listening, this podcast was recorded...
You'll be getting a free C4 podcast t-shirt if you're still listening.
Right. Actually, now, I have a contest starting next week. I got to wait till it's all set up. But there's going to be a C4 prize pack, which includes... some Cavs Fathead tradables, a C4 podcast t-shirt, and a copy of my DVD. But that's starting next week, so if you're interested, be ready. It's going to be very easy to enter, and if only like 5 people enter, that's like a 20% chance you have of winning. So that's pretty good. We have a lot of listeners, but I just have a feeling that the engagement's going to be low if I say it at the end of the episode. Because I think everybody tapped out once I started ranting about Batman v. Superman Dawn of Justice.
Tapped out like the Golden State Warriors are going to tap out against the Cleveland Cavaliers, brother, in the NBA Finals.
They took a break, much like Wonder Woman did, to watch some YouTube videos about Aquaman and The Flash and Cyborg, which Cyborg looked like the Sci-Fi Channel original. And now, if I haven't lost everybody, you're gone. So I apologize. But you should be happy you're getting a podcast today when I didn't think I was giving one. And you know what? You're probably going to get another one just like this on Monday.
The C4 podcast is like a blowjob. You never know when you're going to get one, but when you do, you know what? You're pleasantly surprised. It's well, like, no matter the quality.
You're supposed to get
no
one every
quality.
Monday and Listen. Thursday, but the problem is I just wasn't able to get it up on one of those days.
Like
literally, I wasn't able to put it online.
Right.
But it works with that analogy.
That was a way better pun than my Warriors and Warriors.
The C4 podcast is like pizza. Even when it's bad, it's good. It's still pizza.
Oh, if you've been listening for the last 25 minutes, you've been laughing, you've been entertained. I don't even lie, and I have the numbers. There's a lot of you. So if nobody was entertained during this, that's a lot of people that weren't entertained, and they probably won't be coming back, so I might have just killed my podcast. But any final thoughts, Steve? I want to give you your plugs. You are the host of the This Is Awesome Wrestling Show from CLESound.com, yeah. which is available on iTunes and at
This Is Awesome Wrestling
Show.
ThisIsAwesomeWrestlingShow.com.
Anything you want to say, plug, add, this is your time. If anybody's listening, they might actually check it out.
Sure. I mean, none of it's actual NBA or sports related, but if you also are a
fan of sports related.
Fake sports related. If you are a fan of professional wrestling, you could also go on Examiner.com. Just type in Steve Guy and you'll find me. That's the easiest way to do it. I have to write for wrestling as well. And sometimes ring announcer for AIW, Absolute Intense Wrestling. Check that out, AIWrestling.com.
Do you have any comedy shows coming up?
Oh, it's funny you should mention that. Good call, Chris Clem. In just 2 weeks' time, on April 15th, I will be at the Music Box Supper Club for Ohio Guidestone. It's a charity show. Go to Ohio Guidestone's website.
April 15th, you said?
April 15th. Mike Polk is headlining.
Oh, I heard that guy's arrogant as hell.
Those gingers.
He's been on this show. I don't know why I said that.
Yeah. So check out musicboxcle.com is their website. You can get tickets there. Again, goes to a great organization, Ohio Guidestone, which takes care of kids and families in the local Cleveland area.
Excellent, Steve. I hope everybody goes checks that show out. Mike is great. Steve is pretty good. And I'm sure the other people on the show are all right. Who else is on that show?
Jose Pagan.
Don't
Dan
know.
Burt,
he's old.
I think Chris Hegedus is on there.
He's crazy.
And some other folks I don't really recall at the moment. It's like eight people on there, so it'll be good.
Steve and Mike are good, so you'll have a good time regardless.
And the only other thing left I have to say is in the immortal words of Joe Tate, have a good night, everybody.
That's the close, so I'm going to come back to you for that. He
stole
it from me. I'm sure...
You didn't listen to the C4 podcast.
Yeah, thanks a lot, asshole. I listen to your horrible wrestling show. I listen to your horrible wrestling show.
I've listened to so many.
Lee's from the Cleveland.
I've listened to every episode.
Lee will never book anybody on their show except Mike Polk for doing a show at the Cleveland Music Box in the Flats. And now I'm so inside, nobody knows what I'm talking about. Matt, do you have your plugs?
Let me get my plugs in, dude. All right, first off, go to look at Kane Action Team on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. It is my stunt group. We have some web series and some short films coming out very soon. So check us out also on YouTube as well.
It's not safe for work.
Of course not. At Kane Action Team. And that's K-A-N-E. Okay, not smelled like, it's not spelled like Dean Kane. It's
or Raising Kane's chicken fingers.
Exactly, which are delicious. But anyways.
Or the cane you use to walk.
Correct. It's K-A-N-E. So
like the wrestler.
That's correct. Kane Action Team. So check that out. And also, like my man... Chris C.J. Clem mentioned earlier, also known as Big Chris Dud. He mentioned this earlier. He said that I have my action movie review, my action slash martial arts movie review podcast. So if you like action movies, if you like martial arts movies, check out Flicks That Kick. We will be revamping starting in April this month. We have a couple great episodes coming up. So please check that out. It is a really great podcast. It's a supporter of the C4 podcast. So
it's
please
great.
Support us.
And unlike the This Is Awesome Wrestling show, I've been a guest on that show.
Oh,
we know who's a better friend in this room.
You got it, dude. So check that out at Flicks That Kick.
I don't approve of you quoting Michelle from Full House. But
at Flicks That Kick on Twitter, at Instagram, and check us out on iTunes. Thank you.
Hey.
And
try taking your own pictures of each other, flexing with each other next time.
Hey, don't talk about this on here. All right, and this is Chris. Besides my podcast on Monday and Thursday, which you're a huge fan of, and I'd really appreciate it if you told your friends about, let's get our numbers back up to 1,000. I'm sure they probably will on their own in the playoffs because all the lapsed listeners will come back. But if they won't, please help me because I have nothing else going on in my life. But If you'd like to come see me do comedy, I will be in the area, as I only plug shows in Northeast Ohio because I can't imagine a Cavs podcast is going much further, and my statistics bear that out. Most of you are in the Northeast Ohio area. I will be at the Outpost in Kent on April 13th with a famous professional wrestler and superstar, Rob Van Dam, also known as The Whole Effin' Show, RVD. I'll be opening up for him at the Outpost in Kent on April 13th. Tickets are $20, but you get to take pictures with Rob Van Dam. And I'm sure if you ask nicely, you can smoke weed with him too, because that guy is a giant stoner. And I think he's pretty much like very proselytizing when it comes to the use of marijuana. So if you want to hang out with RVD and see me be funny for 15 minutes, come to the Outpost in Kent April 13th for $20. It'll be worth it. And other than that, I have nothing in Northeast Ohio for the foreseeable future. I will be at the Funny Stop in Cuyahoga Falls and the Cleveland Improv at some point in the next 3 months. Other than that, I'll talk to you guys later. I'm going to WrestleMania. That's where I'm at now. And if you don't like wrestling and you think it's stupid and gay, well, then don't listen and don't judge people based on their sexual orientation. I'll be back all about the Cavs on Monday. Go Cavs. And honestly, I hope they beat the Atlanta Hawks. They looked great against the Brooklyn Nets last night. But, you know, they looked horrible against the Brooklyn Nets last Friday. You can never tell with this team. Go Cavs. And LeBron James unfollowed me on Twitter. I'll see ya when I see ya. Have a good night, everybody. Thanks a lot, Steve Jack.
You don't like to say it like him.
Who do you unfollow besides the unfollow?
You unfollow the Cavs on Twitter and Instagram, and I'll see you guys later.